as we know, today is the fifth Sunday of the month, Testimony Sunday, here at Liberty Vineyard Church in place of our regular weekly sermon. So today we're going... Thank you. I love that. I love that. We can do both, but we're not going to. Okay, so in today we're going to be sharing stories with one another about how we have experienced God in recent months. So as I prepared and pondered and prayed, I sensed the Lord leading me to consider ocean waves, and in particular, rogue waves. So a rogue wave, also known as a freak wave, monster wave, or killer wave, is a large and unpredictable surface wave. Rogue waves form when a variety of factors like high winds or strong currents cause waves to merge together, creating a single large wave. These rogue waves can be very dangerous, especially when they swamp ships or lighthouses by surprise. And a few blockbuster movies are based on true rogue wave incidents, including The Poseidon Adventure and The Perfect Storm. Now, I don't know about you, but if and when I envision my life as some kind of ocean journey, it usually goes like this. It's an adventure undertaken with beloved companions in which we experience vast stretches of nothing in view but the great deep, breathtaking views of the night sky, sightings of whales and dolphins and bioluminescent organisms, occasionally passing by other vessels, catching rare glimpses of land and enduring an occasional storm. What I don't include in my imagination are rogue waves. I only want to experience those with a bowl of popcorn in my lap. I do not invite, welcome, or want any kind of rogue wave interrupting my journey. But what do I know, right? So an ocean journey devoid of rogue waves is not how life works. Rogue waves do come. They are unpredictable. They are bigger than we expected. They mess up our hopes and dreams and plans. The reality is that we all have this human tendency to drift along on autopilot sometimes. We all get stuck in our routines. We get distracted. We get comfortable. We forget to check our bearings often enough. And we think we know what we want and need. But in God's infinite grace and infinite love, God allows us to experience rogue waves sometimes. Maybe, I'm not claiming to know why, I'm just saying maybe this is God's way of awakening us to realize something we would not ordinarily notice. Maybe God wants to bless us with unexpected glimpses of the wideness of God's mercy. We are not promised answers as to why difficult things happen in our lives or in anyone else's, but we can be sure of this. God continually beckons us into deeper trust and deeper surrender. Jesus taught us to pray, "Your kingdom come," which is in the Message translation is rendered, "Set the world right." That's in Luke 11:2. Jesus also invites us to imitate his prayer to God his Father on the night on which he was betrayed. He said, "Not my will, but yours be done." And in the Message it's rendered, "Please, not what I want, what do you want?" That's Luke 22:42. So before I invite you to share what God has been doing in, through, or around, or among you, let's listen to Psalm 42:1-8. "As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, 'Where is your God?' These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I went with the throng and led them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the thunder of your cataracts. All your waves and your billows have gone over me. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. So I invite you to consider ways in which you have experienced God's presence, God's power, God's protection, God's provision, maybe some special courage or comfort, maybe a new taste of freedom, maybe some kind of unfinished testimony, maybe a divine appointment, some kind of life-changing transformation, a glimpse of God's generous grace, an experience of the Holy Spirit, a stirring of faith, hope, or love. So I want to invite you to be brave and share your story. However small or insignificant it may seem, your courage to share will impart courage and encouragement to others, and the Lord will fill us all with joy. We just sang about that. So we just pray, come Holy Spirit.